Torah Way, Northwest London, Sunday, Yud Gimel Eor, 25th of April, Harav Avrom Baruch Blau Shlita, the opportunity of Pesach Sheni.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for all the ones that are watching and listening. Yeah. Tomorrow, Mo'ed Hashem, is Pesach Sheni. Very interesting, Pesach Sheni, because especially when there's a behab, you know, there's a big shaila. If you say Tachnun, you don't say Tachnun, well, a few years ago we spoke over here, I think about 6 years ago, we spoke about Pesach Sheni, we spoke about this Indian of saying Tachmon, not saying Tachmon. This year we can speak it slightly different. But we know it's a Yom Tov, it's not a Yom Tov. We find different Mefoshim, different Dachroinim. If there is a whole discussion about it, is a Yom Tov, it's not a Yom Tov. We do find actually, I saw a few Achroinim say, for example, we don't find it before in the Rishonim so much, Pesach Sheni. We do find it in the Achronim, more in the Talmid HaBaal Shem, more in the Chassidish world, we find they were very into Pesach Sheni. What is the meaning of Pesach Sheni? What is Pesach Sheni? And I saw that they say that Pesach Sheni, a person should come and, if he says that if Yodoy Maseges, he should come and make a big Suda, he should invite all the poor people, and he should come and say, Kol Ditzrich, Yeseh Veivsach. Yeah, Betzem like called the Ditzrich Yeseh Veivsach. Anyone who needs should come and eat. Betzem, there is a small meaning. But what is the pshat of it when we come and say Pesach Sheni? Is it Pesach Sheni, Pesach? Many places we see it's called also Pesach Kotten. Kotten, right? So in the Mishnayos, in Tzadik, in the Mishnayos in Psochim, we find twice it's called Pesach Sheni. But if we look at the Sifri, in Parshas Re'eh, it's called Pesach Kotten. And Medrash, it's called Pesach Kotten. Right? It's called also, we know, Pesach Zeire and Megillas Tainis, he said, this Megillah, where they came and they wrote all the Yomim Tovim of Klal Yisrael. It says, Pesach Zeire, the Loil Mispet Behoin. There's Mishnah Chale, Perek Yud Aleph, the Mishnah comes and says over there, that how it's called? Pesach Kotten. So when it's called Pesach Kotten, when it's called Pesach Sheni, it's called Moshe Zakut, in Kol HaRamaz, Moshe Zakut, and in the Gres to Mekubolim. And he comes as a Friedrich, from the 400 years ago. Rav Moshe Zakut, he says that when we learn Maseches Psochim, it's called Pesach Sheni. Why? Call it a Toisus. Toisus says, in the beginning of Arve Psochim, why it's called Psochim? Should be called Pesach, right? Maseches Pesach, not Maseches Psochim. He says, because we have two Psochim. We have Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So when we speak about in Maseches Psochim, so it's a Rishon and a Sheni. It's a first and second because it's Psochim, it's called Psochim. But anywhere else, it's called a Pesach Kotten because it's a smaller Pesach, right? The first Pesach is Pesach of 7 days. And the second Pesach, Pesach Sheni, what's in Eor, it's a Pesach Kotten. It's only 1 day. That's what it's called. I saw the Shem Yishmuel. Shem Yishmuel, it says in Parshas Gdoishim. And the end of Parshas Gdoishim, he has on Pesach Sheni. He says over there, a long Ariches, we know we'll go into it, just an interesting idea of this Indian of Pesach Kotten. He says, why it's called Pesach Kotten? He says, because a Gemara in Chulin Daf Samach. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Samach says that the Levona, right? Mi'atati is a Levona. Kesh Baruch Hu was Memayah the Levona. And he brings up there a par, and Rosh Chodesh, he brings a par. It says over there that the Kesh Baruch Hu came and said that he's Medamed the Tzadikim to the Levona. The Levona is called the Hamoira Godel veHamoira Kotten. Right? And the Levona also is called Amoira Kotten. The Tzadikim is called also Ktanim. Yaakov HaKotten, Shmuel HaKotten, David HaKotten. The Tzadikim also called Ktanim. He says that Pesach Sheni is Pesach Kotten. Why? Because it gets the all of Pesach Sheni. It gets its koya from where? From Pesach Rishon. He says the only 2 months. We know there's 2 months that have a name in the Torah. All the names of the months we got when we came back from the exile, they came and they took all the names of the months. 2 months, there's the real name in the Torah. Yerach Ziv, right? And Yerach Bul. Ziv is Chodesh Iyar, the second, right? The Torah is always mentioned, the Chodesh Orishon, the Chodesh Hasheni. It's not mentioned the names of the months. The only two Chodoshim, the only 2 months are mentioned in the Torah is Chodesh Iyor is called Ziv, and Chodesh Cheshvan is called Bul. Now, Chodesh Ziv, what means Ziv? Ziv is he receives, like a Ziv, upon a Ziv, upon a Dor, he receives the light from the sun. And that's why Ziv, he receives the light from the Nisan. And that's why he says it's called Pesach. Cotton is Dafke and Chodesh Iyor. It's interesting, if you're speaking about this, about why it's like a Chodesh Iyor. So there's a Yaivitz. The Yaivitz says in Shara Yisod, he says a Moyodig thing, he says, Giluli Mena Shomayim. And then he says, Lo Yishoma Dovol Zem Ha'olam. That's what he finishes off. But what he says in between is Okter Azoy. Giluli Mena Shomayim. He says, if you're talking about Pesach Sheni, why are they being Pesach Sheni? There were people, Asher Oyu the Tmeim Lenefesh Odom. They were Tomei. The Bilti, Asoyis HaPesach. The person that's Tomei, he can't do the Pesach. No. How long takes? Tumas Mes, right? He's talking about only Tumas Mes, or let's say other Tumas. How long takes a Tumah? The Tumas Mes is 7 days Tomei. And then he told him, okay, so Erev Pesach is Tomei. So give him a week. Give him 2 weeks. Why do you have to give him a month? We don't find any Tumah that's a month. Why give him a month? Azeif Rektor. And he says, Giluli Min HaShomayim. I received from the Shomayim a message. That because he says over there, when is the first time we find Vayiloinu Om? Where was that? B'chamisha Osor. Lachidash Hasheni. This what in this day of Pesach Sheni, Vayiloinu. Why do I learn? Why they complain? He says because till that day they had the mom. Till that day they had the mom. They finished right, as we know Moshe Rabbeinu died, and then but they had the mom till when? He says till the morning. At night, the night of the Etzem Ayoyim Oylech Achar HaLaila, but the night of Tezvah, they still had over there a little bit of mom to eat. The next day, the next morning, they didn't have any more mom. And that's why it has a Pesach, he says, has the Ashroi, the influence, as we said, the Ziv, the Aore, that gives the light of Pesach, comes to the day of Pesach Sheni. And that's why we came, we pushed it off to Pesach Sheni, that then is Matzah, Chometz, Matzah, and the Shem Yishmuel goes into the Indian of Chometz, Imoy Babais, that means you can have also Chometz and also Matzah. We know that the idea behind Chometz is Soil should be Yisro, right? The heart, the Yitzhore, the Samachmem, Matzah is the pureness, right? Name da Asvese, Name Emune, Name Refue, right? It's the bread of Emune. But Chometz represents the dark side, and the Matzah represents the light. And that's why Pesach Cotton, says the Shem Shmuel. What's Pesach Cotton? It's a katness. Even when a person a matter of katness, that it's hard for him, it's difficult. It's not working exactly like he wants. Still then, you still have the all of Pesach. That means even if you are chometz in matzah, together, both together, you have chometz with matzah, you still can get out of it. Okay, this is just about, as we said, what is Pesach Sheni. I would like to speak about a very interesting thing. What about Mir Tashem, Mashiach will come today. Tomorrow will be a Beis HaMikdosh. You agree? Oh, wait. We bring a Pesach Sheni or we don't bring a Pesach Sheni? So this is Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi and Perek Tes Aloche Aleph. In Masachas Pesachim, the same thing that Toisefta and Perek Ches, that Toisefta and Masachas Pesachim, that Toisefta come and says, and Yerushalmi come and says, Yochid oise Pesach Sheni, ve'ein tzibur oise Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Yudah Oimer, Rabbi Yudah says, no, tzibur also do a Pesach Sheni. Why? We find of then Chizkiyahu, right? Oyoki Marbi Sohom, Marbi Sefraim, they came in the boat of Pesach Sheni. Okay, that's a whole story about Chizkiyahu. That's what we spoke last time about Chizkiyahu, the Pesach Sheni of Chizkiyahu that we spoke. Last time we spoke over here, about 6 years ago, about Pesach Sheni. So we're going to focus a little bit, what's going to happen over here if it's built the Pesach Sheni today. Do we bring tomorrow Pesach Sheni? So bederech klal, we know when you bring Pesach Sheni, when there's Yechidim, there's individuals who didn't bring a Pesach Rishon, they have to bring a Pesach Sheni. But we have the Tzibur is the majority, right? Roiv HaTzibur, they don't bring Pesach Sheni. So what is over here? Rabbi Yudah says that yes, a tzibur does bring Pesach Sheni. So in the Ksaviyad over there, the Agoyz v'Tziyunim in the Yerushalmi, he brings in the Chasam Sofer, and the Chasam Sofer explained that this is the machloikes in the Yerushalmi. Is Be'etzem, if it will rebuild Pesach Sheni, we bring a korban or not? If the Samidosh will be built between Pesach Rish and Pesach Sheni, do we bring a korban, Pesach Sheni, the tzibur or not? So Tanakama says no, and Rabbi Yudah says yes. That's Be'etzem, he understands the machloikes. The Minchas Chinuch brings also this idea, the Minchas Chinuch, and he brings over there, he goes according to the Rambam, because the Rambam comes and says, when we count Roiv Tzibur and Miu Tzibur, that means when do we bring Pesach Sheni? Only when Mihu Datzibur didn't bring, the minority of the people didn't bring Pesach Rishon. But if the majority of people didn't bring Pesach Rishon, then we don't bring Pesach Sheni. Says the Rambam, how do we count? Let's say there's 1,000 people. All of the people, 1,000 people. How do we count? He says we count only the ones that are in the Azorah. The ones that are in the Rechoiko are not counted. We count. So it could be, let's say, there was 1,000 people, but only 100 in the Azorah. 100 in the Azorah. We counting who? The 100 in the Azorah. The 100 in the Azorah, let's say, the minority of them were Tamein. So we're going to be in Pesach Sheni. All of them are going to be Pesach. That's, we count only them. Says them in Chaschin.
Who's the external Tzibur?
Gantz Klal Yisrael. Gantz Klal Yisrael. So let's say we have Gantz Klal Yisrael, 1,000 people.
Yeah.
And 100 people in the Azorah. From these 100 people, let's say only 40 are Tamein. So we're going to bring a Pesach Sheni? Says the Rambam, yes. Because when we count who brings a Pesach Sheni or not, it's only we go by the counting of the ones in the Azorah. In the Azorah, we had 100 people. And the miut of them, so we count the 100 people, the ones in the Azorah, and the miut of them, the 40 out of the 100, they didn't want to make. So they are nitcha le Pesach Sheni, and then the whole of Klal Yisrael are going to come and bring a Pesach Sheni. That's what the Rambam comes and says.
Okay, even if the 100 were Tomei.
Yeah, because we don't, they're not counted if they are Tomei or not Tomei. We count only the ones that were in the Azorah.
Who's Tomei in the Azorah?
In the Azorah. So Iskupas Azorah. Tvulyoim is allowed to only Chadosh.
Because they are.
That's what they, yeah, we count
higher,
yeah.
For everybody else.
No, so then everyone else can bring it. That's it counted. So he says, feed them, says them in Chaschinuch, if Mashiach will come between Pesach Rish and Pesach Sheni, we all war Bedecha Koriko, no one was in the Azorah, we're all going to have to come and bring the Pesach Sheni. And he says, Ani Koisir Dvorim Eilu, Bein Pesach Rishon lePesach Sheni, Sheibone Bemeo Biyomeinu Omeinu will bring over there the Psochim and the Zvochim. And there's Okter. And that's what he finishes off.
Sorry.
Yes, but today, well, no one was in the Azorah, and that's why we were not counted. When we say that there's a problem, and we say that only when the Miu Tzibu or Tmeim, so then we are coming and pushing out of Pesach Sheni, only when we the counting the ones in the Azorah. Today we didn't have the Roiv Klal Yisrael in the Azorah. So, if Mashiach will come,
they
can come and do it.
On Pesach Sheni.
Pesach Sheni. And that's what he's going to do. Then he says, Shuv Roisi and Yerushalmi, brings better to Machoikas and Yerushalmi. But the Gemara speaks about it. Yeah, look at the Gemara. One, you metame one, you know metame one. A big discussion in the Gemara about it. Yeah. Ule, Rav, two different shittas, how you do it. So, that's what the Meshech Chochmah says, the Parshas Pinchos, very interesting, he says that if Mashiach will come between the two Psochim, they will come and do a Pesach, a regular Pesach, not only one day, 7 days. 7 whole days, he brings up there all of the Rayas. I'm sorry if there's a story with the Rebshia Belzer, that the Sholem Meshiv, Rabbi Yosef Sholem Natanzon, he was a Roven Lemberg, Levov, Lemberg, and one time one of the people told him, before Pesach, I'm going now, and he's going to Reb Shia Belzer, he was a Belzer Chosid. And Reb Shia Belzer tells him, oh, if you're going to Reb Shia Belzer, I want to ask you a question. And he tells him, I always had this question, why in the Haggadah, when we come and we say, in Koirech, Zeicher, Oso Yilel, Kach Oso Yilel, it's man shebis amigdosh or yukayim, or yoyitzichin matzah or moroyah, right? And then he brings the posuk of, Pesach Sheni, right? From Parshas Be'aloyscho. Why doesn't he bring the pasuk of Al Matzah Sumorim Yochlu of Pesach Rishon? So he came back and he said that I had a Pshia Belzer, and he said because this is not a Zeicher, it's a Tefillah, it's a Bakosha. We're sitting there late Pesach. We were not Zeicher. We say Kach Osoil Bezman Shebisamigdosh Oyakayom. That means today we have no Beis Hamikdash. We will not Zoicha to have a Beis Hamikdash. We're coming to Tefillah. We should come and be Zoicha Lechol HaPochah is the Pasuk of Pesach Sheni. They can't be Zoicha for Pesach Sheni. The person comes back to the Shon Natanzon and tells him the Teretz. So the Shon Natanzon tells him, it depends on the Machloikas in Yerushalmi. I mean, it's not so simple, right? According to the Yerushalmi, this is exactly the Machloikas that you're learning. If Be'etzem, it's a... You bring Pesach Rishon, or you don't bring Pesach Rishon. If you bought Pesach Rishon, then Miut the Tzibur bring. Or if you didn't bring the Tzibur, don't do a Pesach Sheni. It depends on this Machloikas. So sorry, that's the Maise about this. We could just be Meir Nekudah, that this probably this whole discussion of bringing Pesach Sheni, you don't bring Pesach Sheni, if Mashiach will come, is only according to Rabbi, not according to Rab Nosson. That means, there's a machlokes in the Gemara, in Daf Tzadik Gimel, in Psochim. How do we look at Pesach Sheni? And he's a person who didn't bring Pesach Rishon, he was Tomei, he has to bring Pesach Sheni. What is it? Is it a Tashlumin, or it's a Regel Bifnei Atzmo? That means, if when a person did not bring a Pesach Rishon, he has to bring Pesach Sheni, why? Tashlumin. What is Tashlumin? Instead of bringing Pesach Rishon, now you could bring a Pesach Sheni. Or, no, it's a Regel Bifnei Atzmo. You didn't bring Pesach Rishon. Okay, now you have a chance to count the bring Pesach Sheni. What is it? It's a Tashlumin, or it's a Regel Bifnei Atzmo? Rebbe says, it's a Regel Bifnei Atzmo. You are not Zoich to bring Pesach Rishon? Okay, here, you have a second chance. You have opportunity to count the Bing Pesach Sheni. Nothing to do with the first one. And Rabbi Nosson says, no. This is a Tashlumin L'Rishon. If you didn't bring Pesach Rishon, we give you the option to come to bring a Pesach Sheni. And that's an option to give a Pesach Sheni. Why? Instead of the Pesach Rishon. Now, the whole discussion is only Lefi Rabbi. Why? Because according to Rabbi Nosson, the whole reason I'm bringing a Pesach Sheni is only because I did not bring a Pesach Rishon. But if in Pesach Rishon I was potter, Pesach Rishon I didn't have to bring, I'm not going to have to bring Pesach Sheni. But if we come and say that what's the regel bifnei atzmoi, yeah, so even though Pesach Rishon I was potter because there was no Beis HaMikdash, right? So what? But now it's a chinuchi, it's a regel bifnei atzmoi. So the choyer depends if we say like Rebbe or like Rav Nosson. Now the Rambam paskens like Rebbe, because the Rambam says that Gershon is Gaya, the Kotnishen is Gadel, right? Ben Shnei Psochim. So you're being a Pesach Sheni. You see that what the Gershon is Gaya was definitely not Chai Pesach Rishon. And what do we say? He's going to bring a Pesach Sheni. So what do we see over here? Kotnishen is Gadel, there's a Rambam says, Ve'im, Ikrivu, Olov, Rishon, Opotu. And then all of them ask, Choyre, he was about Chiyuve, yeah, the famous Reb Chaim. That's already a different discussion. But we see over there the Rambam says that the Gershon is Gaya, Kotnishen is Gadel, even though in the first Pesach they were Potu, he has to be a Pesach Sheni. That means it's not a Tashlumin L'Rishon. It's not the pay instead of the first one. It's another different one. So the whole discussion is going to be only according to Rebbe and not according to Rab Nosson, who says it's a Tashlumin.
According to both Rebbe and Rab Nosson, whatever one you bring, would it be exactly like the Pesach Rishon, all the
Krofim of... No. That we have a Pesach Sheni is only as we know. When you can come in Chometz and Matzah, there's no Bali Roy, Bali Motze.
Then you could say...
Yeah, even the Tashlumin, you give him a little bit, right? Oh, so what's the Indian of the Tashlumin? Let's speak about, we have 10 minutes. Let's speak about what is the Indian of the Tashlumin. So, Klal Yisrael, right, there was over there, the people were busy with the Aron Shel Yosef. If you think about it, Moshe Rabbeinu was part of the people. He was busy with the Aron Shel Yosef. It says that not. It says because not about Bnei Nitzachon, Mishoel, and yeah. But they were busy with the Atzmos Yosef, and they came and they said with the Nodav Achiru, the Mezim, and they come and they say, Lomoni Gora. What means Lomoni Gora? They want that mitzvah, right? If you come to a person, you tell him, listen, now you're potter of wearing tefillin. You're potter of tzitzis. You're potter of davening 3 times a day. So he said, okay, no. It's nice once in a while, no, to have the... I'm exempt. No? Okay, thank you very much. They came, no. We're not interested. If you're potter, you're potter. They come and say, no. We want to have the mitzvah. We're not interested to be exempt. Right? If you tell you, no. Because most people say, no, thank you very much. One day, chanish the all. No, they come and say, no. David HaMelech, what we find as a similar vote, David HaMelech comes and says, Ani avdecho, ben amosecho, says the Chosid Yaivetz. The Chosid Yaivetz is not the Yaivetz of Yaakov Emdin, the son of Chacham Tzvi. It's the Yaivetz who lived Be'etzem in the times of Girus Sfarad in 1492. And Reish Nun Beis. And in Girus Sfarad there was the Chosid Yaivetz. He says, Ani, David HaMelech comes and says, Ani avdecho, ben amosecho, pitachte lemoiseiroi. He says, there's two types of slaves. There's a slave that he knows what it means to be free. He was sold to be a slave. So whenever you give him the option or the chance to come and to run away, that's the first thing he does. He knows what means freedom. He lived freedom till the moment that he was sold. He's very happy to get and get rid of the freedom, or to get rid of the slavery. But then you have a type of a slave that he was born as a slave. He doesn't know his father, his parents, his mother, they're all slaves. He was born into generations of slaves. Now you're given the option to come and to escape. He's not going to escape. What should I do? How should I come and supply anything what I need? Like this, I have a master, he supplies anything what I need. He's not going to run away. David HaMelech comes and says, Ani avdecho. What type of slave? Ben amosecho. I'm coming, I'm a slave and a son of a Betzem. My mother was already a mate. Betzem, ben amosecho, I'm a son of a slave. Pitachta lemosecho. Even you could open up my chains. You could open the chains, you could open up the handcuffs, you could open up anything. Pitachta lemosecho. I want to keep the mitzvahs. I'm not interested to be exempt from the mitzvah. I want to keep the mitzvah. We see the chashivas of one mitzvah. I heard the Meirudik Maisa once. Meirudik Maisa, there wasn't many years ago, in Bnei Brak. There was a Yid, a Hungarian Yid, a war survivor, Holocaust survivor. He came to Arav Ungar, was Arav Ungar in Bnei Brak, and he comes and says, I have a Shaila Le'alocha. And he says, what's a Shaila Le'alocha? He says that he's a war survivor, Holocaust survivor, he's from Hungarian, and Hungarians were the last year, 1944. He came to the rabbi and he tells him, but before I ask you the question, I have to tell you a story. He says, we went to Auschwitz, and I was together over there with a good friend of mine. And he says, on the same, they took us over there, we were in the hut over there, on the same platform, 10 people squashing, and next to me was lying a Chassidish Yid. And whenever I was very down, he would come and put in life into the thing, and he would come and be mechazikos, and he shouldn't come. Yeah, he was a good friend. One night he comes over there. Huh? Yeah, he would learn with them. And one night he comes over there, and he tells him, you know, tomorrow is a big day, tomorrow is Pesach. So he says, what's Pesach? We're here, we're lying over here in Auschwitz, what's Pesach? He says, no, Pesach, matzah, you know what's matzah? And he tells him, Alevai, we should have chometz, let's be matzah. Yeah, Kitzani, Mamish, you put a bren and this. Okay. He goes over there the next day. Mamish, the allies, they came, they bumped over there a big storage of lots of food of the Nazis. And Mamish, where they went to work, and it was a few tons of wheat and barley, lots of food. But the Nazis stood over there and didn't allow anyone to come to take it. And they were working. And Mamish, he's some nafshe bechapo, he came, Mamish, he's b'msiros nefesh, he went and he stole a little bit of wheat, a bit here, a bit there. He took it and slowly he collected over there a few stones. He was rubbing the wheat, he turned it into crushed wheat, better we called it flour. Eppes flour, it looks like flour, very thick, but crushed it. And then he went and he made over there a fire on the side. He put over there a small metal. When it was boiling hot, he smeared the dough, what he did. And he made it with a nail, or the old nail he found over there, he made a few holes. The kids, it came out a cracker. The shitoso, he thought that this was two kazesim of matzah. No. Kids, the man's been mysterious nefesh. Now he's going to bring it to the back to the camp. So he put it under his arm. And when they were marching back to the camp, they used to walk five. So he went in the middle. Two in front of him, two in the back of him, behind him. And he's marching, and under his arm, he's having these crackers. Nope. He's going into the camp, and Baruch Hashem, they didn't notice. He walks in. Nope. Once he came in, before he goes into his hut over that thing, he's really less, not so careful. He was, you know, less careful. And he noticed one of the Nazis over there tells him, what do you have on your arm? And before he knows it, he comes and he's beating him up. And the Nazi takes the crackers and he crushes it with his feet. He steps on it and he crushes it with his feet. And he gets Malchus, the boy, till he faints. He doesn't remember what happens, he faints. He gets up from where once he fainted, was unconscious. He gets up, he collects a little bit of the matzahs, what he has over there, what's left from the matzahs. And he comes, he goes into the tzrif, into the hut of the... He's lying over there. And he lies down over there on the gash on this platform, and he faints again. Again he faints. And then he wakes up, he sees this friend of his, what's convinced him to do the whole thing. He's lying over there and massaging him, trying to wake him up. So he tells him, look what happened, you see this, what happened, and I have a lift, but I don't have two kazaisim, I have only one kazais, what should we do? Now I was left only one kazais. So he tells him, look, it's my idea. If you're not me, you wouldn't know b'chalat Pesach. You wouldn't think about it. You have to give it to me. And he says, no, but I was Moisel Nefesh on it. I want to have it. Kids are there arguing away, backwards and forth. They're arguing who should get it. And then he tells him, you know what? Okay, it's your idea. I wouldn't know it's Pesach without you. You know, you have it. Obel, the schar, I will have. The schar, he says, I don't care. Chotsh to have a bit of matzah in the mouth, to have a bit of matzah in the mouth, I think. And also the agreement was between them. He says, the Chassid Shai tells him, I know the Agoda by heart. If you give me the matzah, I will come and tell you the whole, I'm going to come and read to you the whole Agoda. Milo be Milo, I'm going to come and read to you the whole Agoda. Kitzur kachave, he gives him the matzah, the tnai, the schal, the reward on this mitzvah he will get, and the person is eating the matzah. And from the whole night, he's coming and telling him the Agoda, Milo be Milo, manishtano, avodi mo'inu, the whole thing. In the morning, he's still, when they woke up in the morning, he's still continuing to come and gave him extra, he gave him a bonus. Also, Shachris he's going to read for him. He knows the Shachris Balpe. And he's saying, Shachris. And then when they came over there, where they had to do the work, they came over there and he came to Hallel and he got very excited. So he started to bench. Buch, Ato Hashem, Rekeinu Melech Olam. Al, Liko Yisrael. Liko Yisrael. And when he comes and he says Liko Yisrael, he got excited, he didn't notice, and he shouted out. And he ended up the words Liko Yisrael with a bullet in his brain. The Nazi heard him, and he ended up with he got shot by the Nazis. And that's the way he died. Yes. This person was in the end of the war already, he got saved, and he came to Tisson. He lived in Bnei Brak. And after 30 years, and this person, he says, this Chassidish person, his Yahrzeit is Tezvov Nisan is his Yahrzeit. Came over there, this person, and he comes to Rav Ungar, and he tells him, last night, 30 years later, came to me in Cholim, this person, and he tells him, you remember the whole thing, what we had? No, bring a vato for me on the schal. You know, we had the tanai, we had the condition that you're going to eat the matzah, I'm going to eat the matzah and you will get the reward, but over here, I'm now in Shomayim, please bring a vato for me on the schal. So he says, no. We had the agreement is the agreement. No, I'm not masking. Kids, he comes now to the Rav Ungar and he tells him, should I be mevater or not? He says, das ist nicht ganz scheine für Rabbonim. I can't answer you, you have to go to a Rebbe to ask him. Demolz in Bnei Brak, he went a choshev yid, an old man. Lots of tzores went through in his life. He was told the Friedrich Machnofke Rebbe. So he goes, he sent it to the Machnofke Rebbe. He goes to the Machlofke Rebbe, he comes in, he's waiting over there in line, and he comes into Machlofke Rebbe. Machlofke Rebbe speaks to him, he tells him the whole story, he tells him, this is Mishur Asadin, not Lifni Mishur Asadin. Shur Asadin, Meikar Adin, you have to be Mevata. He says, if you would say Lifni Mishur Asadin, I understand. Meikar Adin, I have to be Mevata on the Mitzah. He says, less. Listen, this person, he didn't leave any kids. He can't do any more mitzvahs, right? If you give him the Schar of the Mitzah, no Hamitzah. You're still living over here in the thing. You came, you have a family, you have kids, Brokar Adavue, Bro Mezake Avue, Bro Mezake Abo, you still have kids, they could be Mezake with you the mitzvahs. Shura Sadin is, you have to be Mevata. And he argues, you know what, okay, I'm Mevata. He says, no, not like this. It was already late in the day. And he tells him, go down to the Besmash, he gives him the keys, and open the recording and say the whole Maise, and then be Mevata of him. The person goes into the Besmash, and he's crying, and he took it very serious, and he says the whole Maisa with everything, and he got Mamash, it took him a lot of koyches, and when he finishes, he tells the Gabbe, you know, the Rebbe asked me I should come later in, but I'm too tired, I had a harsh day, I'm going to come back tomorrow morning. He goes to sleep, and in the dream, Kunti and the person, all happy, thank you very much, and he goes. Comes the next day, he comes to the Machlofke Rebbe, and the Machlofke Rebbe tells him, what happened? He came to tell you thank you. He says, yes, he came yesterday. And he was all happy. He was not disappointed. Like in the first time, he was disappointed. Now he was very happy. So the Machlofke Rebbe tells him, look at this. This person who died on Kiddush Hashem and also lived with Kiddush Hashem, as I saw it mentioned, he's definitely, as the Gemara says, b'mechitzos shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it was kidai for him to leave the mechitzos shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Kisei HaKavod and to come for what? For a schar of one mitzvah. One mitzvah. We're living over here, and we have the mitzvahs mamash rolling under our feet. Right? The Gaon says with zwei kupikas, kamen koifen the ganze Europe, right? What we call the tzitzis. So we have over here, in front of us, so much mitzvahs, for sure that what we have to chaparain yedin mitzvah and mitzvah. And this is what the people they came in Thailand. Lomo nigora, a mitzvah is a mitzvah. So lomo nigora, they didn't want to be vater even on one mitzvah. Even a person could come and say, I'm exempt. No, I'm exempt even better. No? No. They wanted, they were looking for mitzvah, and that is lomo nigora. As we said, as the Mechaschino says, Bein Bayis Rishon Bayis Sheni, and we should come and be Zoi Chatak and Eirom Yomi.
What a story.